recharging your battery. It's like my motorcycle. I keep it on a battery tender all winter long. So that battery, that power, is constantly feeding my battery and keeping that thing charged up, because during the winter, it's hard on them. But I can go in there in springtime, she fires right up. The same in the spiritual. You and I need to keep our batteries charged. And sometime I've realized in my life I need a booster. You know, they make them now. If your battery's totally dead, you can get a booster. You don't even need another car to hook up. But you can hook that thing up and it'll zap it. And sometimes I need that in my life. And you do too. But you know what's going to get you through the hard times is that trickling charge. Constantly getting into His presence. And that's where it's all at. It's not in church. Because someday we might not have a church to come to. We might not be able to get together. You might be alone. You might be like the Christians and apostles, disciples. And you know, I just read too where every one of them except one was persecuted and executed. So, and I asked myself, can I do that? Can I go through that? Can I die from You, Lord? You know? So the only way is by getting into His presence. And it's just like, you know, it's hard to explain. When I get, if I'm into something, let's say, for example, you're cleaning your car, waxing, washing your car. You really get into that, you know? And afterwards, what is it? It's a feeling of accomplishment. Wow, I can look back and look at it. Say, wow. But the same with the Lord. You have to concentrate and get close to Him. And just by this music playing, and you're singing the words, you're saying, Lord, do a work in me. I just read, there's a song by Toby Mac. And I just read a comment the other day that somebody didn't commit suicide because of that song. That song had such an impact on them at that time that they decided not to take their life. How powerful is that? And the same with me. When I've had a hard day at work, I can get in our office room where our son used to stay, and I can play this music. And one of those songs will just touch me to put me in tears. It'll, the scripture that talks about examine my heart, create in me a clean heart, O God. And David did that throughout the Psalms. And he became a friend to God because he humbled himself. So sometimes we need to get into that place of examination. Lord, where am I at? You know, and sometimes that takes a while. We don't know overnight sometimes what God's plan is for our life. But if we're seeking and keeping an open mind and letting Him speak to us, the Lord speaks to me on my job. He'll speak to me when I'm out riding in the country on my motorcycle, looking at the beauty around me, and I smell the aroma of flowers and grass. It's just like everything else is turned off, and I'm in tune with my Heavenly Father. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us and wants to minister to us individually. And sometimes people think they know what you need, But that's not it. The Spirit of God knows what you need and I need. Exactly. The perfect moment at the perfect time. So we're going to watch another video that had a super big impact on me one time. And we're going to play that. I just want you to soak it in. Receive. That's what it's about. So when we take in, guess what? We can give out then. So I like to come to church prepared. So we'll play worship music. And I remember growing up as a kid, the hardest mornings were Sunday morning. They had to throw water on me, wake me up. It's time to go to church. But I hated it, you know. But through all, when looking back, I'm glad my parents did that. Because it put roots deep in the ground to make me stable. So let's just watch this and get something from it.
Yeah.
an example of how music can minister to you and how it's impacted so many people's lives. So I, you know, not being a musician, that just, you know, I envy musicians because that ministry has a great impact, and sometimes they don't even realize it. But sometimes you can listen to a song like that, and they show people that write in about it and what it's done to impact their lives, change their lives around, change their family around. Teenagers that are totally transformed by that music, that word that comes across. And it's made great, great impact on my life since I've been listening for years and used to have 300 or 400 secular albums that I took razor blades to. Sometimes I'm sorry I did that, but it was the Lord was transitioning from a secular perspective to a Christian. So then I started following every Christian band I could back then. And that music just helped me through a lot of things. So now on the other side, maybe you get in tune with the Lord with music and a song like that. Now, let's say you need to get encouraged. You need to be filled with joy and laughter. Sometimes we have movie night here, and we've talked about we've had serious movies. Well, we need a funny, a laughing one to get you joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so Anna and I have, you know, she'll be laughing like crazy over a movie or something. There's some crude ones too. But I'm going to show you a video now of a guy that's a Christian comedian. So you'll get some laughs out of it. But there's times where I need that, because I'm more of a serious guy, you know. So then I need this. So here we go.
Okay, I know that we have some younger people in the audience tonight. Some youth. No, shut your mouth. You're cute, but you're annoying. That's all I'm saying. No, I'm just being serious. But I know we have some younger folk here, and I thought that it would be appropriate to have a Bible song. Do you know what the Bible is? It's a big book, and it's got stories and people in it, and pages and maps. So I thought it would be great to do a Bible story about a Bible character from the Bible. Hey there, Delilah, this is your ex-boyfriend, Samson. Inside voices. And I know you thought that lifting weights made me so buff and handsome, you were wrong. It's 'cause I let my hair grow long that makes me strong. Hey there, Delilah, you came in while I was sleeping, and I couldn't feel you cutting, and I didn't hear you creeping out the door. You left my hair piled on the floor while I just snored. Oh, what you did to me, oh, while I was asleep. Oh, I'm a Nazarene, oh, but you shaved me clean. Delilah, you're so mean. I killed a lion big and mean and slaughtered many Philistines, all with a donkey's jawbone, that's no lie. But now I'm chained up to the wall and I can't cry no tears at all, because they came and gouged out both my eyes. This is a Bible story, boys. I'm not making this up. Why'd you grab your clipping shears and shave my head like Britney Spears? And now I'm standing here in total shame. You're to blame. People, that's stinking genius. What's wrong with you? Come on! Deceive me, and it's hard for me to think not long ago I wanted you to be my bride, but you took too much off the side. There we go. Hey there, Delilah, when you die, just tell the devil I said hi. He'll know why. Oh, it's what you did to me. Oh, now I'm up a creek. Oh, now I feel so weak. You know, I look like a freak. Delilah, you're a geek.
Don't we? I need it. And don't. But see, we can have the joy of the Lord in a clean way, in a biblical way, and that's what we need more of. Because life gets hard, life gets tough, we deal with everything out here. So just an uplift is what we need, of encouragement, joy, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, the scripture says. So we battle a lot of things, and I want to end in prayer and hope you are blessed, because this is just life. You know, we got to be real, and we're a different church. But the Lord leads us as leaders, puts on our heart what to say and do, and we obey. So let's just pray. Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you for every person here. Thank you that you meet us wherever we're at, no matter where we're at. And Lord, we seek your presence in our lives every day, because you know what we go through. You know the hurts, the pains, suffering, what other people are going through. But Lord, let us be the instrument to help others and to encourage them and lift them up out of things that they go through. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the examples that you give us. Thank you for people that can lift us up, musicians, comedians, those that have a relationship with you. And so I just give you all the glory for today and all the praise, and touch your people, move us on day by day, and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.